All right, it is 6 o'clock on Monday, July 20th. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call. I'm missing one, two, three? Two.
Kelly and Beth?
Yes. All right. Oh, and Jane is gone, but we have a new member.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
May I just introduce yourself real quick?
Oh, sure. Brenda. Do you want me to process that?
Yep.
Okay. Hi, my name is Brenda Shoup. I have lived in Port Washington for almost, it's 40 years now. Love the library very much. Come to the library all the time, use the library. And when the mayor asked at one of our meetings that we came to talk to, you know, we need people to join boards, we need people to volunteer in the city. So I sent him an email, and from the mayor, 6 months later, he said, "Hey, I want to be on the library board." and on a Saturday night, he emails me. He's emailing me tomorrow. I said, "It's Sunday." And he said, "Do you want to be on the library board?" I said, "Yeah, I wanted to be on the library board before." So he said, "Great. I'm going to recommend that you become on the library board." So happy to be here. Love our library. And hopefully I can help in any way that I need to do.
Welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Correspondence, none that I'm aware of. Public comments or appearances. Do we have anyone here for public comment? Please. Hello. Yep. Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering if we could create a budget where we like give access to like a limited free printing to the patrons of the library. In Washington, D.C., they give like 20 pages. I know it's obviously a metropolitan area, so like not that much, but if we could maybe discuss it. And then I'm not sure if you already do, but if maybe we could start putting like meeting minutes and agendas on Libby. So that way for the people who can't have access to coming down here, maybe don't have the time to, so they can go back and have access to it at all times on the app. Those are my comments.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I guess they do that for meetings. Could you just give your name and address?
Yeah, my name is Amber Chain, and 1446 West 2nd Ave, Port Washington, Wisconsin.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that we don't really respond to those. We can like just take it under consideration and bring it up the next.
Budget, right?
Yeah. So then we get 2 minutes from the June meeting.
Move to approve.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Invoices for June.
Anyone have any questions? There's no any major additional expenses.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Revenue and expense report.
So we are right on schedule. We spent 49% of the budget, and it's 50%. I will tell you there's going to be some extra repair bills with the HVAC. Probably another 1,500. We had to have two people come in, and from Bassett and from HVAC, which is a company that manages the monitoring software. Can't even talk. All the system controls, and so hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers, because it seems to be working well. However, both of them recommended that the company that installed the new HVAC, they need to come back and there's some changes that need to be made.
Working with the city engineer on that?
Yes.
Tom, thank you.
So does that mean that they think that that should be covered under warranty or under?
Yeah, it has to be covered by them.
Understood. Okay.
Because it's brand new. It's been running for 3 months. They were able to manipulate the system for about 2 weeks. Unfortunately, the system controls guy is working for doing a big project for Children's Hospital. They're redoing their whole system, and you can just imagine what that entails. So he's been really great to us and is always able to stop by when we have an issue. So there's still some, they think there's not enough Freon in the systems. But so far, it's been working well, especially the community room's been nice and cool. Children's is much better. We are no longer locking the doors at night. We're keeping the doors open so all the air can flow. And I think that...
Interior.
Did I say exterior? Oh,
I assumed, but I wasn't sure.
Yes.
We are not keeping the exterior doors open, if anyone's watching. Just the interior doors. And so it definitely helps with the airflow throughout the building.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the June revenue expense report.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Director's report, staff update.
So we are losing a shelver, Awen, to college. And she'll be leaving, I believe it's August 14th. She's very excited. She's off to Stevens Point. We wish her well. She's going to do great. And then there's been changes with the schedule of the maintenance with Steve. And I want to be careful with what I say because I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it. But HR changed his hours, and I wasn't contacted. Technically, the board should be approving all the changes with the library employee. However, I am working with them, but I made it very clear we need those 5 hours back by fall.
So they're taking him for 25 at the police station?
Yes.
And 15 for us?
Yes, and City Hall. My understanding is the cleaning person for City Hall quit. So he's been helping clean, and they have not decided what they're going to do with the new police and fire, the public safety building. So I made it very clear. We have been busy. We are doing the best we can. Staff are cleaning up at night, wiping off tables and that type of thing. But I made it very clear that we are one of the busiest locations on a regular basis in the city. We have to take out the garbage every day. You know, since I think all of you are parents, you don't leave dirty diapers for a day or two. You just don't do that. So Steve is adjusting to the new schedule. So, and I'll just keep you updated. The city's really going to have to decide what's the best solution to them. But we're a public, well-used space that requires regular cleaning. And so I probably will have more information next month because they're going to have to decide soon because the building is, I believe, still opening up next month. September. There's been delays so with phones. And we're hoping to have the phones in last week, but now there's a delay. And we got the new phones. They're just not we're not using them yet. Okay. Building update. We're still waiting to get the book locker installed. There's been some delays with Miller Electric to come and gets electricity and network connection to the outside so we can get it all going. Roger is working with, has been working with them. They're extremely busy, and I don't think we're a priority. but we're getting to the point now where we have to, we may have to switch to a different electrician so we can get it done, because we keep getting contacted from Biblioteca. They want to get this installed. So just a reminder, it's going to be an outside locker where people will be able to come and pick up their items at 2 o'clock in the morning if they'd like to, and or don't want to come into the library. And it's really, it shouldn't take them that long, but, you know, we've paid for it. So, well, the grant is paid for it. So hopefully we can get this done by the end of the month, or at least in August.
So a patron will have to call and obviously have it arranged that it will be in the locker as far as logistics.
Well, actually, it's all, it can be through email or text. Okay. And then it'll give them a code. And then open, get their stuff, and on the way they go. I actually think it's going to be used quite heavily, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah, and Tom, will there be a community communication push when it is up and ready to go to let folks know?
Absolutely. Tom, can I ask where it's going to be outside?
So, north end, so the main entrance on the main level.
Upstairs.
So where it says the library, Needlecorn Library, it's going to be right next to the lettering. It has to go down a little farther because it will make it easier to connect electricity in the network. So, yeah, there's all these different rules we have to follow. And Roger, we've been working with Roger, and he's looked at it. Has to be 32 inches. And, I think they're going to be, I think it's going to be well used.
Is there a plan to have light, proper lighting, and or a camera?
Well, there would already be a camera. There are actually two cameras that will, one on each end that will look down. Yes. It's like there is plans on adding lighting to the parking lot as a whole. I think we're going to just have to kind of wait and see what it all looks like. But it does come with a light. But we may need to add a little more. Other than that, I think the building's been holding up. I will say that we can definitely tell we need new windows because of the smoke. You could see it because they're not. Any of the windows, are, some are 60, 50 years old. But the smoke came. You could see it, the little haze. A little got like in my condo. I could, you know, you could feel it. But it was the worst air quality we've ever, that's been recorded. So, and hopefully after tonight, if it rains, it'll all be cleared out.
We'll see.
Yeah. Library usage statistics, they're available for you to look at, and let me know if you have any questions.
I do. I noticed you had the people, how many people signed up for summer reading? How many people have now signed up for summer reading as of, because a lot of people, like myself, signed up late.
It's really close to 800.
Okay, that's what I would think.
The last I checked was last Thursday, and it was 750.
Okay.
And we have some heavy-duty readers in this town.
Yeah.
Man, some kids. I think they have read all their minutes in the first, some in the first week. No, it's great to see you. And, you know, the programs are going really well, too, so.
Yeah, just an additional related celebration to see that bump in children's materials in June. That's significant once school was out.
Study rooms are getting used quite often?
Yes.
Excellent.
We start working out some issues and, you know, in the community room, you know, we're you know, now that we're kind of down a maintenance person, you know, it's going to be critical that people clean up after themselves. Yeah. And so far, it's going okay. But, well, the use of the room will really pick up this fall. And so that's why it's important we have someone back to the regular hours.
Okay. So then we move on to new business. Consideration of possible action election of library board officers.
I'll nominate Justin Ritter as chair.
I'll second.
Thank you. Do I need to ask for approval on that? Or, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. What other
offices? Vice president.
Vice president? We need someone as a vice president. Entertain nominations.
Can I ask who are
Stephanie?
I was just going to ask who our current vice president.
Funny you speak.
You make a great one.
Who is our current vice president?
We don't really have one. When I'm not here, someone else just kind of handles the running the meeting. That's really all you have to do.
I'll second that.
Wonderful. You'll do. Great job. Sure.
So we have a nomination and a second for Stephanie as the vice president. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Congratulations.
Did you think I was going to oppose myself?
I considered it for myself. And then what else do we have? That's all it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that we need a secretary if you're willing to keep doing it. Okay. And I say we don't have a secretary. And I know we discovered a few months ago that Tom is the treasurer.
Yep. I mean, it's not a heavy responsibility job. It's been a while since I've had much to do. Used to just review checks and things like that under Barb Matera. So that was a while back.
That's been quite a while.
The city has changed that process. I work directly by submitting the bills to finance department, and they take care of everything. It's a much simpler, easier process, and I do have access to the accounting software, so I can see, you know, when bills are paid and the current balances. I wish it was easier to use, in my opinion, because I'm not a big number accounting, but I can always call up Mark, and he's really quick to send a report. But yeah, and it's so much easier since they switched accounting softwares.
Okay. So do we not need the treasurer position anymore?
I guess I would have to double check.
Okay.
I am going to be at a meeting next in August with the state, and I can talk to her.
Okay.
Some libraries have all these committees, and I don't think we need a committee. Actually, that's my opinion. It's up to the board. I'm sorry.
In my experience, we've typically done ad hoc committees when we need to hire a new director, for example. So we had a hiring committee, and we brought when we were looking for to replace and bring on Tom. If we have something else that comes up, I think we were going to do like kind of a building committee when we were looking at the changes, and that there were a couple meetings, I think.
Yeah.
So we don't need committees unless we decide to go some new direction and start fundraising and doing things.
Right.
That's more the friends anyway, right?
Right.
So.
Well, friends, yes, but the friends have a very limited focus. So their goal when they raise money is to give it away right away.
Okay.
The current setup, they don't like keeping a lot of money. They want it to spend it. So we'll be spending some of it this year. And so, yeah. So there is a difference between big fundraising to add to the foundation funds than the Friends.
Which may be something to consider.
So I just want to give you a quick update on the 2027 budget process. I can't believe it's 2027. So what I included in the packet is just a breakdown of the different funds we use, or the different accounts and their number. A lot of information we don't have yet. Yes, electricity is going up. We know that. Gas, water, sewer. I don't know if we're going to get those significant savings in telephone, which I'm kind of bummed about, but I'm still hanging on that we don't have to pay all that money to Spectrum with the new phone system. I'll have more information next month, hopefully. I have asked for us to see if we can turn the head of children's to a full-time position. There will be some added savings with health insurance because there are some kids who have aged out on the city policy. So there will be savings. And additionally, I also included the appropriations for next year from non-library residents, the cost of service to non-library residents. We're actually getting an extra $22,000. And I'm hoping the city doesn't just take that away from the general levy and gives us that increase. Because we need to start spending some more money in our electronic resources. And unfortunately, the prices are not going down. And I'm really concerned about Libby because they were just purchased, Overdrive was purchased by a hedge fund. And the state is really worried too. So they are looking at other vendors, different possibilities. Because the price is not going down. It's going to go up. And we have no idea what the price is going to be. I think the state may have contracts through one more year. It's 2 years, right? State budget, 2 years. So we're just in the year one. So year two, it's going to be that following year where hopefully we'll have good news and it won't get too expensive. Because we're at the point now where we're getting close, it's 35, 65, print versus electronic. And so we're going to have to look at that really closely in the next few years. And I think it was kind of a good thing today, or was it yesterday? Today, the judges kind of put a stop to the Time Warner Paramount merger because if it does go through, they're going to own a lot of content. And in library land, especially public library land, that is not a good thing because they're not going to give us deals. We want to make sure that we're constantly looking out. And the state has been doing a great job of letting us know if there's been any changes. So are there any questions?
It's maybe a related question to both this conversation and our conversation about the Friends. When we have community requests or other things that are patron-facing but could be budgetary-related, such as printing, where is the line between what would be something the Friends would potentially consider as spending their money on versus something that the board would consider in terms of the library budget.
It comes down to operational expenses. That's one area that the Friends and the foundation should not use that money for any type of operations. Any extra services, materials, you know, help with maybe new furniture, that type of thing. But any type of operational or paying for a staff member, no, they that would be a no-no. Well, they probably wouldn't approve of it anyways. It's really to make the library better and enhance what we already do. So we may be asking them to help fund Hoopla, because it's still around $700 a month, and that's still limited to City of Port residents only. Just a reminder, in 2027, the county is going to reimburse at 100% for electronic resources. So Ozaukee is one of the few counties in the state that reimburse at 100%. By law, it's only 70%. It was actually, the law does not include electronic data, digital data. But they agreed, Ozaukee County, to cover reimbursements for that beginning in 27. So we have to open up our... We would have to open up the Hoopla to everyone, because then it will be counted, and then we will get reimbursed. Okay. Now, just a reminder, the reimbursement, the reason it's gone up so much is because of the town of Grafton. Because town of Grafton decided to pull out of working with the city of Grafton. So we reap those rewards because town of Grafton is really close to Port, and a lot of people come here, and so we get reimbursed. The county's reimbursing us 100%, which is great. All the other counties, it's still only 70. So I just did a report for Washington County, and they only reimburse at 70%. And it is unlikely they will move to 100% in the time future, or near future. Also included in the packet is just a library's copy of the 10-year, the City of Port Washington Capital Improvement Plan. So I just included the libraries. And this is not a done, I'm going to call it a project, but they're still looking at it. You know, the first, I think, go around is next week, or it happened.
Yeah, it's at the end of July. Staff should be putting their capital request through to us, but this was our first crack at putting together a fairly firm 10-year capital outlay. We've only gone out 5 years in the past. This is the first time we've kind of been out this far. So I would like to think this is fairly accurate, that we're not going to be manipulating this too much. Obviously, the costs may change and probably go up, of course. But the whole point here was to get ourselves in a position where we can say how much we'll be spending in capital in 5 or 10 years. So I'd like to think that certainly those windows you see in 2029 would be happening. Driveway parking lot, probably similarly. If it doesn't, you know, I would say it's probably going to be in 29 or 30. Some of that further stuff out, you know, we haven't really talked too much about that. The boilers, I think, now that we have the study from PRA, yeah, that they did that project a few years ago. So they provide all that information to Krauss Anderson, who did the study on all the capital, or on the all the facilities condition assessment in 24. So, you know, we wouldn't have seen the boiler, a replacement that's due in 2034 until recently. So I'd like to say this is fairly accurate. I think we're going to be in a good spot here. So count on those windows in 29.
Well, I've had asked Mark to include doors, because the doors are need to be replaced as well because we are spending a lot of maintenance on them. They're sinking.
Is that the NAP and structural, Tom, or is that something that's different that we need to call out here for the fall?
I think you have to call it out with the replaced windows. I did send a lot of information from Mark, and he took out all the doors.
Okay.
All right. Which it needs to be put back in.
You have a cost estimate on that? Do you know?
No.
Yep.
Is that for the exterior doors?
Yes. Mr. Doorman, do you have any idea?
I don't know pricing.
Yeah.
Honestly. They get a lot of use, and they sag over time.
Can someone help me out with what MEP stands for?
Mechanical, electrical, and plumbing.
And the ADA component of the doors.
Yeah.
They're reaching end of life. So I did.
Those I know can run like 10 grand a piece.
Okay. So we have four doors. And the only thing that I'm continuing to look at is we got to figure out a way how we can update the furniture cover more. I mean, a lot of the stuff, it does not match with what we currently have. So I'm just waiting for the budget from the grant to be all done. And then we'll talk about using some of that money to update some of the furniture. The wood, those round wood, the tables, all we really could do is find someone who can replace the top because it's a turquoise green and it really doesn't match with anything. And that's kind of like just flicking it out and putting a new piece in. Of course, the cost is the pickup and delivery. But we're still not there. And, eventually, we're going to have to update the bathrooms on the main level. They're working okay, but they're 25 years old.
What did the study say for scheduled maintenance for the bathrooms? Do you know?
I don't think they had any. That was part of phase two. And that's in the report for
Cross Anderson
from
report.
PRA.
So it wasn't a priority, but it was.
Right.
Yeah.
I just remember Jason said that really the priorities are the windows just because
of the heat loss,
the environment, And I still look for any type of grants for, having solar on the roof. Okay. There hasn't been in this round, but hopefully in the next round, maybe state budget, there will be an opportunity. Because Mequon put solar on their library, and they're seeing quite a bit of cost savings. I mean, it still takes, I think, depends, 5 years to get back all your investment, but we're in a perfect, really perfect location to get all that sun.
Sure.
And so, I let Rob know if there's going to be a grant or anything. There's not a lot of grants for that. We're very, very lucky that we got the flexible facilities grant, which is wrapping up.
Hey, Tom, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to bring this up, but there was talk of us asking for additional money, additional money became available from that grant, and we were going.
Yeah, we haven't heard back.
So we did make the application.
Yep.
Okay.
$54,500.
Okay.
So that would come back to the library's fund, and then that's part of what to be used to update some furniture, that type of thing.
Okay. I know there was worry that we weren't going to apply it for some reason.
No, there was concern that they were too busy in public works to do it. But I talked to Roger right away. It was a one-page form,
okay,
which was shocking. But we've heard, remember we got an additional money already. Yeah, maybe we will be lucky again.
One more. Nice. Okay.
So I just want to talk briefly about continuing education. So I turned 60 last week, and my goal was I was going to retire at 60, but I've delayed it a little bit, and I'm behind in my continuing education hours. And no, the state would not give me a break. So I've been working on catching up, and I should have all 100 hours by July 31st. I just have to listen to about 40 hours. And I've been doing that at home and all that. So I already have all the forms all filled out. And the hard part is getting the tech hours. But I know I attended a couple of state tech things. I just got to get the report back. So that's why I did. I apologize. I did a horrible job of maintaining them. But I thought I was going to be on my merry way. But I'm not going away. So what would happen if I don't meet it by July 31st? Technically, I will be in this. We would be in non-compliant according to state law, and so then I'd call the state, and then they'll set up a plan for me, which I've already signed up for. There's two big programs in August that I'll be attending, so I may get those. That will be the hours, and then we'll be done. So I just wanted to let you know.
Is that a self-reporting type of thing, or do you have to be really diligent and
documenting? Yes and no. So, like, if you go to a conference, you know, it's about 16 hours, a two-day conference. You just have to fill out that you went to the conference, and then you got a list for the year, all the different workshops you have gone to. So since I thought I'd be retired, I didn't want to, like, go to ALA and PLA and charge all this money. That is this thing that was not nice to do. But I should be able to get those hours, hopefully, by the end of the month.
I appreciate your diligence.
Thank you.
But thank you for letting us know that what, you know, possible issue could be.
They may bring the state police. I'm totally kidding. They will not. Actually, one of important thing is they want to change. There's some movement in D.C. to change E-rate. And we do not want that to happen. So if you go to ALA's website, they have forms you can fill out. They'll send them to you, your congressional leader. So the reasons libraries have been able to really thrive in this technology world is because we got reduced rate on E-rate. The current head of FCC is not happy with the program, but it has saved schools, universities, libraries, millions and millions of dollars for broadband access. We don't want this program. It can change to maybe something better, but we don't want this to go away because probably for us, it may be like an extra $4,000 to $5,000 a year. School districts, it's going to be a lot more. Yeah. I personally believe there's going to be so much outcry that it will not pass. But I need to let you know because it could change things. And then the last thing, just a reminder of the trustee training that's going to be available in August on the state level. They're really good programs. Yeah. I can, if you want to, I can send out the link again to everyone, just a reminder. I had a nice review on Thursday about chapter 45, 43, I apologize. You know, that relates to public library law. It was put on by UW Extension. They're working on creating more programs to help the people who are involved in local government better understand the policies and procedures and the law. And it was a really good program, and we're doing everything correctly, so that's good. Cool. Are there any questions?
I just have one maybe request. Rosalie, would you be able to voice into the room and to those watching where folks in the community can find our agendas in minutes for past meetings and any upcoming meetings?
Hello, this is Rosalia, the Assistant Library Director. You can find our current agenda as well as past agendas in the current month's packet on the city's website. If you go under the department, you go under library, and then on the left-hand side, click library board, and then you'll see those different fields pop up in the main part of the page. And you can always reach out to us at the library or as well as City Hall if you need assistance with that.
I know I don't have to search for it because I get an email from you every month, but is it possible to add people who may be interested in getting that link sent to them?
You would have to contact City Hall.
Okay.
The city clerk's office.
Okay.
It's an honor.
Oops. I think you were. I don't know if you were or not. No? Okay.
They would need to contact the city clerk's office because it's everything's going to be posted on their website. And they've really have actually streamlined the whole process so it's easier for people to get access to board reports and agendas and minutes.
Okay. And our taped meetings are on YouTube?
Yep. Correct. They're all saved on YouTube. I'm not exactly sure how long they save. Probably going to be for 7 years, if I remember correctly.
And then just quick question, do we know off the top of our heads what we do charge for copies?
25 cents.
For copies or printing? Or both?
Both.
Okay.
And color is 50 cents? 60.
Okay. I was scanning to a device or something. Yeah.
We're one of the few libraries, when it comes to printing, that we control it. You have to come up to the desk and we have to release the print job. And I'm all for it because it just reduces waste. When libraries first started offering the internet, the number of books of paper we threw away because people didn't print correctly.
The whole internet?
Yeah. So, we're definitely going to continue. We need to continue that because we really do reduce waste.
Does anybody have anything else? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.